Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese. Happy Tuesday. 3 o'clock on Tuesdays. Elliot Shore Parks, an hour of Elliot as he joins us now in studio right off the practice field. What up, Elliot?
Man, I thought after 5 days with like last week, I wouldn't be welcome back. So I was, I had to text Jack this morning, be like, we're still doing it. But I was happy to be
here.
I saw you tweeted or Instagrammed out the picture that Avante Maddox put out of the interception he made on Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
And people were so furious at you for doing it. I got a kick out of it.
It seems like people are mad at me when Hurts plays poorly and fine with me when he plays well. So I guess I'm pretty invested in Hurts having a good year, you know, for my Twitter mentions.
So with that said,
I
read your reports from practice today. Jalen Hurts had his best day of practice in camp so far.
Yeah, I thought today was the most encouraging Jalen has played. Now, day one, they did mostly red zone, and he played really well. So I'm not diminishing that, but it was an open field, you know, 80 yards to go type of thing where you can really see him move the ball. I thought today was his best day of practice just in terms of thinking like, okay, maybe this passing offense can take a step forward. It was the day I left practice feeling the best about Jalen so far out of the 5 days. And there was a couple reasons for that. One, he's definitely doing a better job of hitting guys in stride than he did last year. And I think that really showed today. And with the receivers they have, that's going to be a productive form of offense for them. He's had a lot of throws these last 2 days, but especially today, hitting A.J. Brown in stride over the middle and really attacking the field over the middle, which is not something he did a lot of last year. So that's improved. But today he also had a deep touchdown pass. It was like 55, 60 yards to Jalen Reagor. Yeah, everyone's favorite
Reagor
receiver.
Bombs.
Yeah, Reagor was getting first-team reps. So
I need you to drop a bomb like Flex in there, DJ.
Get that going.
You know who Flex is?
Who?
Funkmaster Flex. Do you know who that is? No.
Oh, why don't you say his full name?
Yeah,
Funkmaster Flex.
Have a better idea.
Yeah, drop a bomb on him, man. Come on, man. When Reagor he has a Reagor bomb, drop a bomb on him.
Yeah, Reagor getting first team reps too. Reagor getting first team reps, which was interesting. But I had Jalen down today as 10 of 17, one touchdown, zero interceptions. He now has five passing touchdowns and five practices.
10 of 17?
10 of 17, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
that
like
don't
it.
Sound that great.
You're right, it doesn't. You're right, but he was better than the numbers indicate today. He probably had two or three passes that should have been completed, I would
say,
that were misses. But I thought there were more throws today where you were like, okay, that was a nice throw.
You like the throws you saw
guys,
today.
You guys
didn't
were all
see
down
much
there.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday, a lot of his completions on days – yesterday he was 9 of 11, I think, but a lot of them were just kind of thinking
and
dunks,
you
right?
You pointed that out. Yeah
but I thought
out.
Today it was more – even though it was 10 to 17, it was just more impactful throws.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to ask you about yesterday, being that I don't know if he knows the criticism or at least what was being said about his days in practice before that. Was yesterday, do you think, a byproduct or a product of him trying to maybe not take chances because of the struggles in some of the other practices? Today, it seems like it wasn't like that.
You mean in terms of opening it up a little more?
Right, like
you
opened it up a lot today, you said.
Yeah,
yesterday,
yeah.
Not a whole lot.
I don't know. I mean, Jalen's someone, and you guys, I thought the interview you guys had with him was really good. He doesn't seem like he lets a lot get to him. You know, like I thought what he said about his whole life he's been in the spotlight. High school, Alabama, Oklahoma, like he's kind of used to it. So I don't think that he opened it up today just because of criticism and, you know, the fact that it's been short passes. I think it was just he was more aggressive today, and they were good throws too. I think also when you do, when you complete two or three that are beyond 10 or 15 yards, you probably feel a little better attempting those passes, you know, throughout practice. So, I just thought today was a good day where for this team to be better, they have to pass the ball better. I don't want to hear about the running game, whatever. They have to pass it better. And today was a day where it looked like maybe they'll be able to do that.
And don't sell Jalen short of his competitive nature and drive, man. I mean, he may not get rattled to the point where he turtles up when things aren't going well, but don't think he enjoys being out there struggling, checking the ball down. He knows the ball hasn't been pushed down the field. He knows the ball hasn't gone in the end zone in 2 days straight.
Three straight days.
The quarterback knows that. And so you want to start taking a few more chances down the field and giving your guys the opportunity to at least show you that you can trust them. Because really it boils down to you don't want to turn the ball over. So if I throw the ball up in tight coverage, I have to have confidence that my receiver isn't going to leave me hanging out there.
Yeah.
And is going to at least fight for the ball. First, don't allow it to be an interception. Secondly, only he catches the ball or it's incomplete.
Right. Yeah.
So quarterbacks, that's why that's why Patrick Mahomes will throw the ball up to Tyreek like he does. The guy goes up and gets the ball for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a safe throw to him.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and if it's one-on-one, okay, I know you're not going to let it get picked off. There's a greater chance that that's used to catching the ball has a chance of catching the ball than a DB that's worried about getting burned. He's worried about pass interference. He's worried about looking unorthodox out there as a reaction to the ball being in the air. DBs have all types of stuff going through their head when that ball is in the air. We ought to know that. We haven't knocked down a ball of significance in 10 years around here. So
just getting the head turned around.
Yeah, we don't even turn around and look for the ball half the time. And so that's why quarterbacks will throw the ball up to their number one receivers like that. And Jalen needs to get to that point. It's the same touchdown he threw to Devontae against Patrick Surtain.
Yep, against Denver.
Same touchdown.
And what I think is interesting, you bring that up, is early on in camp, he was throwing contested catches to A.J. Brown, and he was coming down with them, right? Now, they weren't long passes, but they were against the sideline, tight coverage.
Right.
And now you can tell he is very comfortable throwing those passes to A.J. Like, he will give A.J. those chances along the sideline. Like, A.J. most practices is lined up against Darius Slay, who we all saw last year, one of the best corners in the league. So the coverage
is
good.
That's great work every day. That's great work to get every day.
Yeah.
Those two against each other every day.
And the coverage is good. But Jalen has definitely given A.J., I would say, 6 to 7 passes along the sideline where it is a very tight window, and he's giving A.J. the chance because, to your point, A.J. did knock down one pass that looked like it might have been intercepted. So Jalen feels comfortable throwing that way.
Got to do that.
Yeah, I mean, look at DeAndre Hopkins, what he brought to Kyler Murray. Is Kyler Murray, like, he knows he can put the ball up there, and Hopkins is going to catch it or he's going to knock it down.
Yep.
But he's not going to worry about an incompletion. All right, Jack's going to open up the phone lines. Open it up, Jack. 215-592-9494. Elliot, do you believe that not just the media, but I'll just say in general. But do you believe that there's an overreaction to the start of camp with the Eagles? Are we making too much of this?
Absolutely not. Like, practice matters. Like, when Jalen has a bad day, that clearly matters. When he has three bad days in a row, that absolutely matters. I've covered enough training camps to know that how quarterbacks play in training camp is how they play in the regular season. Practice is important. It's an indication of where you're at. The season isn't 4 months away. It's barely 4 weeks away, right? So I remember Carson prior to 2017. I brought it up before. I'll bring it up again. I could see that guy was special in 2017 training
camp.
Oh,
you could see it.
I could see it. Miami Dolphins. I remember Miami Dolphins reporters still talking about that. Tweets a few weeks ago from a Dolphins reporter saying Carson was the gold standard for training camp practice, right?
Like, I'm away.
You can see when players are playing well. That's why when Jalen struggles, I think it's a big deal. That's why I talk about it like it's a big deal. While I think his poor stats matter, I think people that diminish the camp and how they practice, like, it's okay to be concerned. I think it's almost like deflecting concern by saying it's just practice.
It is in a way.
Yeah.
It's a way of trying to not have to
face the fear, right?
Yes.
Especially when it's not like I'm out here going like, man, the running game looks really bad in practice. When we know they're a great running team. Some say elite running team, right? But when we saw last year that Jalen and the passing offense is not good – when I see that in camp, it's absolutely a concern.
So, more to my point, would you say that Jalen looks a lot like he did last year in camp so far?
I think today was a step in the right direction. But if you asked me before practice, I definitely would have said he looks the same to me. Today, like I said, I thought that he was better. And I think he has been better on the intermediate timing throws. But coming into camp, I was hoping to see a Jalen where I went, okay, like he is ready to take that leap. Because
me too.
The rest of the roster, I believe, is ready. I have not seen that Jalen yet. I think today, again, he was closer to it. But through five practices, if I had to grade Jalen, I'd probably give him a C. Just because I don't think he's been a difference-making special quarterback that, you know, with the weapons around him should allow him to be.
All right. 215-592-9494. We'll talk about Jalen Reagor in a second. Let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, Mike.
What up, Mike?
So are we handing out $40 million contracts to C-plus, C-minus, C players? Because I'm not doing it.
Well, the Eagles won't either, so good news.
Good.
So yeah,
cut him now.
But I think it's funny. Like
you said, cut him now.
You always call with this. Like, oh, they're going to give him a deal when he's not worth it. Like they're not paying him until next year. Like I don't get what you're.
You wrote a tweet to that effect, Elliot.
Yeah, I said that I think the most likely outcome is Jalen getting a big deal next offseason. But that's predicated on him having a big year.
So when you come on the radio, going to hammer you about that tweet that you put out there in the world.
No. But the way you phrase it is you go like, oh, they're going to give a C player a big deal. You're predicating it on him being a C player. They're not going to pay him unless he has a good year.
Well, they better not.
Good news. That's what I'm telling you. They're not going to pay him if he has a bad year.
I mean, guys, like unless Captain Intangibles turns it around and just has an A-plus season and throws for 5,000 yards, this season means nothing because you're going to have to start over. And
yeah, but Mike, he doesn't need to do that, right? Like he doesn't need to, and he's not going to do
that. He's under contract.
He'll
be here his fourth year.
Yeah.
So why? Even if he comes back, he won't be. If he doesn't have a good season and they don't offer him a contract, he's just a lame duck player who's a bridge to the next player.
You could be right. Yeah. Yep. No, you could be right. Yeah.
That's exactly. It's there's no middle ground here, guys.
Yeah.
It's either all or the other because they're not going to hand him a big contract if he has a so-so season. And so he either has to have a lights out season or he's just a bridge to the next player. And it looks like it's going to be a bridge to the next player. And I'm sorry, the entire Delaware Valley that loves Captain Intangibles and a stupid smile, but that's the reality.
All right, Mike.
I don't know if that's the reality. Seems like you don't. Mad Mike doesn't think it hurts.
He's obviously not in the camp. Okay. But Jalen hurts.
Mostly,
I think we've established
that. Yeah, it doesn't
already
seem like. I thought when he wants to cut him, you know, that's probably not an indication that he believes Jalen's going to have a big year.
So, Elliot, I agree with you that if he has the same year this year that he had last year, all right, like overall, do you think that they look to extend him in the offseason?
No.
They make him play out the fourth year and they explore their options.
Well, I actually think if he's the same quarterback he was last year, this year, I think he'll be gone. I don't think they'll keep him on the roster. Just because I don't think they would keep I don't want to say it's a distraction because I do believe he's a good teammate, but I don't think it'd be fair to whatever quarterback they bring in here to then have Jalen also in the locker room.
But they'd also have to bring in a quarterback, right? Like
they'll bring in a rookie and then maybe sign a veteran that, you know, they'll pretend like they're going to start
maybe,
him until the rookie.
Maybe,
ready.
But
yeah.
if they win 8 games, 9 games, whatever it is, and Jalen kind of looks like the way he looked last year, it's. I know you have additional draft.
Yeah,
picks.
You don't want to take a step back, right? You got a football team. Is a rookie going to come in here and get this team into the playoffs next year?
Yeah, but I think that now saying they want to take a step back is probably not fair because I don't think the Eagles will ever be a team that tanks.
But that's what you would do if you got rid of a guy who's gone to the playoffs 2 years in a row for a rookie quarterback.
Right. Well, if they win 8 games, they're probably not a
playoff. Well, I thought you meant if he was just
like last year, 9-8. But Howie's also talked about how he believes the way you build and win is to take big swings.
Yeah.
And I think if Jalen's the same guy, I think they would take a big swing on a rookie. Now, you're right that if they draft a rookie, let's say they get someone in the top 10 or however high they can get, they're probably not getting the top guy, but, you know, they get...
No, but like, we agree. It's just that you seem to think it's easier than I do in getting that guy.
Oh, I think it's going to be very hard
to
get that guy.
Because think about it. If they would have liked a quarterback, not last year's draft, but the year before, if they liked Justin Fields, they would have drafted Justin Fields. If they could have gotten up to they would have. Well, you're right, Ike. But, like, if there was a guy there, they would have drafted him. There has to be a guy there, or you have to be able to get up to where you can get that guy. We don't know if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, but the one thing I believe Howie and the Eagles hate more than anything is mediocrity, right? Like, I feel like they are a big swing organization, and I do not think that they – would go into a third year with Jalen feeling they can't pass the ball. And if they're the same team, if he's the same guy, I don't think they're going to say, let's go to another season of running it and doing all that. No, like, they'll bring a rookie in who, yeah, might make more mistakes and they might not be as good. But if they believe that rookie has a better arm, they'll at least feel there's a chance to throw the ball
and,
more.
And all I'm saying is they'd better be right.
Oh, of course.
They'd better be right, because a bird in the hand is better than two in the bushes. And I just, for a guy that would be going into his fourth year with these amount of starts under his belt.
Yeah.
And incrementally getting better, even though he may not have reached that level that you hoped he would be at after 3 years, man, you had better be getting a no-doubt, no-brainer upgrade over Jalen Hurts, who would be going into his fourth year. Like that's what you need to get, man, because the team would be taking a step back, because if you get rid of him and you bring in another quarterback and if that quarterback isn't the guy, then where do you go?
Now, well, I mean, Jalen's going to make it tough on him. You know, like, right, it's not easy to move on from Jalen. As much as he's a, you know, someone we talk about a lot as having flaws, it's not easy to find a quarterback that brings everything Jalen brings.
Yeah.
Oh, agreed. Totally agree. It's not easy. And I would say the most likely scenario this year is he has some improvement, but it's marginal improvement. And you're still left wondering whether or not this is a guy that you can actually win something legitimate with. Mm-hmm. And that's tough. I mean, you're expected, like, Elliot.
You're going to have that concern with anybody you get. Who are you bringing in that you absolutely know you can win with?
But well, I mean, if you draft a quarterback in the first round and you believe that that guy is the guy, I don't think the Eagles know whether Jalen Hurts is that guy. They have doubts based on the type of player and the arm and the passing and everything else.
And all I'm saying is you're drafting the third or fourth best quarterback in the draft versus a guy you've had here for 3 or 4 years already. And it's going to be question marks about that guy. You're not getting C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young out of Alabama, so you're getting somebody else. You're getting one of these other guys that could very well turn out to be Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
I remember the year five of those quarterbacks came out. Baker Mayfield already on another team. Sam Bradford on the same damn team. Josh Rosen on his third team. Now, these are top 10 quarterbacks. Guys that were drafted in the top 10 on multiple teams already.
Well, if you miss on them, then your franchise is set back 3, 4, 5 years.
Exactly.
Going from being a playoff team.
And this is where I fall into camp with OG Wade. The idea that you want a top 10, top 5 quarterback, yeah, I get it. They don't grow on trees. They don't just fall in your lap every year.
I mean,
so you when you got a guy that's had experience that you see can win football games, it may be better to continue to develop that guy. And if that's who you have to build around and try to win with, Eli Manning has 2 Super Bowls. Outside of those 2 Super Bowls, no one would want Eli Manning on their team. He doesn't have anything else he did in his career significant other than be drafted number 1 overall. He did nothing else significant.
Yeah, and be a Manning.
Those two years they won the Super Bowl, he did nothing else significant in his career as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I just don't think bringing Jalen back if he's the same guy would be a smart move. I get your point, but like at the end of the day, if he's
What's the same guy.
He's
not going to be the same guy. What do you mean
I don't
by
think
that?
He is.
The same guy. What does that mean?
This whole conversation is based off, you know, saying he's the same guy. I'm saying if
the guy doesn't improve every year. You keep telling me he improves every year since he was 5.
Well, look, his practice stats are better this year.
Elliot's looking for a big jump. Elliot doesn't even believe he doesn't take a jump this year. You believe he's taking a big jump.
I said I think the most likely outcome is when we're talking next year, Jalen Hurts is under a contract for a big quarterback contract.
Talk it up.
Well, but he's the one that asked the question.
I'm the one that doesn't believe
that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. But I also throw this guy.
I want to hear you say why. I see where you're coming from. Now I want to hear you say no. He's going to be the guy.
I'll throw this guy back at you guys. I'm curious. The Eagles, would you agree, are one of the better run organizations in the league? Like wherever you want to rank them, right?
Yes.
How many of the last 10, 15 years have they had like a certainty at quarterback? Like where we spent more than 2 years going, he is definitely unquestioned the guy.
No.
Maybe 3 or 4, like Carson in 20, right?
16, 17, and 18.
So to your point, and I guess to also OG Wade's point, we're always going to question Hurts to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Getting into that conversation, even Josh Allen, who I think we would all agree gets compared a lot to Hurts, he's won 1 or 2 playoff games? It's not even he is up there, right? So, ultimately, Jalen is it's really, really hard to be.
We do have a set of eyes too. We can see.
He's better. He's clearly better. But the point I'm making is Jalen is always going to be fighting to prove he's the guy, in my opinion. That's just the reality of the quarterback situation in the NFL.
Agreed.
And he's not a flawless quarterback. So his game is always going to be open to be criticized.
Right. He's not like
– It's always going to be open to be criticized.
He's not he's not going to be a prolific passer.
Yes.
Like everybody wants our quarterback to be, right? Like, so if we can get over that part of it
– Which we won't.
Which is going to be tough. But, like, if we can. No, but like you said this, if he wins games and he wins big games, we're not going to care how it gets.
Yeah, as long as he's not Dak.
Right. Well,
I mean, I get a lot of Dak Prescott around here. Dak's won one playoff game in 7 years.
If he's Dak, the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl this year. If he plays to the level Dak
does. Of course,
does,
if he's Dak
this
year.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Yeah, you just said if you like.
Well, I mean, Dak as a playoff performer and everything
Dak comes
else.
Up small.
Dak puts up a lot of empty stats, Elliot. Have, you recognize that? You realize he doesn't beat anybody in NFC East team.
But the roster
is way
better.
He smacks the Cowboys.
Yeah.
He smacks the Giants and he smacks Washington.
And he smacks the Eagles.
That's what I said. He smacks the NFC East.
The
Yes. He smacks the NFC East. That's what he does.
And he piles up yards and losses.
And losses, yes.
Yes, but I think we'd all agree if he becomes Dak, that is a major win for the Eagles. If Jalen becomes Dak, that is a major win.
As a passer.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes.
But not as a winner. That's not a major win.
Yeah.
You would agree with that, not? No?
I mean, I think Dak is probably a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, but he has, I just said he has one playoff win in 7 years.
Yes.
And,
would
and a ton of talent on that team.
But if you, well, I think the Eagles roster is better.
No, this year.
Right.
Dak has had a ton of talent for at least 5 years on that team.
Yeah, and he's had terrible head coaches, which I think absolutely matters. Let's not act like
we
Dak
won a Super Bowl with Doug.
You're
all
talking
of a sudden,
about,
Doug is Vince Lombardi.
Dak,
Mike McCarthy is
first of all, Doug's a way better coach than Dak ever had.
Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl.
Mike McCarthy is a bad head coach.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
He had Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he had Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, let's see what Doug does in Jacksonville.
We will. We will.
Okay, we will.
Right. But I'm saying, you're acting, you're acting like Dak is all these garbage stats. Like, no, Dak's
there
very
good. There
are
garbage stats.
Okay.
Check his record versus plus 500 teams.
Yeah, it's not great, but that doesn't mean all his stats are garbage. It's not like they're getting blown out all the time.
All his stats have to be garbage now. They don't get blown out because he usually comes back when the other team is up by 30.
If he gets Dak, if he's Dak this year, with Jalen Hurts is, they're winning the Super Bowl.
215-592-9494.
You mean if he puts up Dak numbers is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But actually beats good teams and win a game in the playoffs and that thing too, right? You got to do that, right?
Yeah, and I think Dak
that's something Dak hasn't done though, right?
He's trying to break. But like,
I don't think Dak
been bad in the playoffs? I'd have to go look at the game.
I don't know. Did you watch him against San Francisco last year and Jimmy Garoppolo at home?
Well,
he won
Jimmy
12
G.
games last year.
You know, Jimmy G's a winner.
What are you talking about? Dak has had all type of talent around him his whole career.
Yeah, but I'm going to look up his playoff numbers. I don't think they've been as bad as
you're looking up playoff numbers. Look at the one win. Look at that number.
Wow, I didn't know you're such a quarterback win-loss guy
I'm
glad we're on the same page about this.
We just want to put up empty numbers. We can beat Phillip Rivers.
All right, so we agree.
Phillip Rivers put up more numbers than Donovan McNabb.
So we agree. Quarterback win.
No, you don't want to talk about winning in clutch time and all this other stuff.
Right.
That stuff matters, right?
I agree. That's why I think win-loss is the most important quarterback stat.
No, that's not the point. The point is whether or not you're winning big games, and Dak hasn't won any big games except for one.
Well, coming up.
That's facts.
He's won big regular season games for sure.
Oh, my God.
He has. I've
coming
seen him
up,
do it.
Elliot has
what, beating the Eagles?
Elliot has his wish list for the Phillies trade deadline. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Dak, come on, man.
So we're going to talk Jalen Reagor and some other rookies on the other side in addition to this conversation. Because Reagor is the opening to some eyes. 215-592-9494. And who was back practicing with the second team today? Your phone calls. Jack's going to keep us updated. The breaking news booth. Jack, is there any breaking news to report, maybe?
No? Some more links with Rodon and the Phillies, so could be heating up.
We'll keep you updated. And Brandon Graham scheduled to join us at 4 o'clock today. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Mark Sinorese, we are back with an hour of Elliot. Less than an hour now of Elliot. 4 o'clock, Brandon Graham joins us.
BG.
Yep. And it's not going to be an interview. It's going to be a conversation. Because when we sit down with BG, it's just...
have to just let him go. He kind of leads the way.
He's having a really good camp so far, too.
Yeah.
Like he looks really healthy out there. I think he got a sack today, or at least as close as you can get. In practice to a sack. So he's looked really good.
Yeah, he's you'll hear that coming up at 4. He's talking about like he knows that it, you know, like the 13th year, and this is going to be more of a rotation than he's probably been used to as far as the defensive ends, but it probably benefits him.
Yeah.
And he slimmed down. He was talking about his diet. So so I think Brandon's going to have a good year. I do. And they're going to need him. They're going to need the ends. They're going to need the defense. They're going to need their edge rushers to get to the quarterback.
I mean, as much as, look, this season is in some ways all about Jalen. It's about how much he can improve. The defensive line and pass rush has to improve, too. Like, part of the reason they struggled last year on defense against the good quarterbacks is because they got no pressure. And as much as we like to debate Gannon, it's really hard to be a good defensive coordinator if you have no pressure from your front four organically. So he definitely has to, obviously coming off an injury, but the whole line has to be better.
Yeah, and I think not having him out there sort of certainly had an impact on Fletcher last year. That's like his security blanket being out there with BG. He's been out there with him his entire career. They sort of keep each other in line, keep each other motivated. BG not being out there was big. I mean, he's big, not having him in that locker room. He tried to be around as much as he could and be a leader as best he can. But when you're injured and you're not out there in the fire, it's just hard to do. And so I think not being able to look to his left or right and see Brandon out there in the field when things were flying out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think Fletcher played with a little less enthusiasm than we're accustomed to watching him play. I think that'll be back this year. And BG is the type of player, he has that infectious personality that he just rubs off on everyone else. So having him out there, I think, reinserts sort of that dog mentality being out there. Because I think that's what BG has. BG is sort of a overachiever, hard worker, never going to take plays off. That's just him. That's just how he goes. So
and it rubs off on the
rest of
the
guys. Yeah, I think it rubs off on the rest of the players. I really do. I think it does, especially on that front four.
Agreed. All right, Jalen Reagor. I mean, a lot of talk this preseason was, is he even going to make the team? Are they going to try to trade him? He had a good day at camp today, Elliot.
Yeah, I think he's actually improved as camp has gone on. He had 2 touchdowns the first day at camp, so he did kind of get off to a good start. But running with the second team the majority of camp so far, Days 2 and 3, I didn't think were as strong for him. Had a few passes that went his way. I don't know if they were drops, but, you know, the ball kind of, like, bounced up, and it just really wasn't working throwing the ball at him. But the last 2 days, I think he has improved. Today he had really the most probably impressive touchdown of camp so far. It was a 50- or 60-yard deep touchdown over good coverage. It was a good throw from Jalen. And right now, I think where Rager is at, he is the top backup receiver. Like, they're going to go with their top four, with Pascal being the fourth, then obviously A.J., Quez, and Devontae as the top three. But I think if one of them goes down, like, they're going to put Rager out there. And I think as camp has gone on, he's improved more. And I think, you know, I know fans kind of have a love-hate relationship with him, mostly hate, maybe I should say. But I do think he's improved as camp has gone on.
Yeah, he's a wild card. I don't know where he's going to fit. I think he can determine that with his practice habits, with his dedication to the game, with his dedication to his craft and getting better, learning how to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your third year, having more of a leadership mentality, even if you're not necessarily a vocal leader. Lead by example. That's what they're looking for out of you, dude. They drafted you in the first round. They shouldn't trade him. Injuries happen all the time. He is a talent. If he's here, he's been here 3 years in your system. Something happens to one of these other guys, at least you have him available to go versus Greg Ward or somebody else who is Brent Covey or John Hightower and all
Devin
that
Allen.
Nonsense. Yeah, I don't need that. You know, so if Jalen Rager is going to fight for his NFL career, it may bring something out of him.
Yeah.
You're never going to get him being better than Justin Jefferson. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
But if he could be of some type of service to you while he's still here, now if somebody wants to give you a high draft pick for him, Dallas Cowboys, who just lost another wide out, if they want to give you a high pick for him, then okay, go ahead and jump on it. But other than that, I wouldn't be looking to get rid of Jalen Rager. He's no worse than my fifth best receiver. He's on this team one way or the other. As a kick returner, punt returner, fourth wide receiver, I don't care what it is. I don't have anything invested in Zach Pascal. Yeah, nice guy that Nick knew in Indianapolis.
Right.
Jalen Rager is younger.
Yeah.
And with more upside. So he should be the fourth wide receiver.
And I think if you want to.
It serves the Eagles better that Rager is giving you something than Zach Pascal.
If you want to talk yourself into Rager, it starts with, I think some of his flaws or issues early on in his career are somewhat self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Now I don't believe he is like that dynamic after the catch guy the Eagles thought he was going to be. I don't think he has that speed. But I do think a lot of his issues are like lazy route running, right? Those type of things. And I do think coming into this, you saw it with Aguilar in his third year. Now, Aguilar was better than Rager. Like, he was faster. He was a better route runner.
Way better route
right?
runner,
yeah,
for
way
sure.
better route runner, yeah. right? So I think Rager's starting from further down than Aguilar was. But, I mean, you can speak to this as a player, but, like, there's a certain point in every player's career where it's make or break time.
You I'm know, telling
like,
you, that third
you
year,
gotta
man.
You got to decide whether or not you're going to make it or whether you're not. And Rager is in there. And I do think, actually, having him run with the second team was a good call by the Eagles. Now, depth chart-wise, he was going to be there. But I think it's good for him to see, like, look, I'm not going to be force-fed the ball anymore. I'm not going to
make him fight for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think you've seen that from him.
I tell you what, that third year for Nelson, Super Bowl year, saved his career.
Yeah. Yeah. It made him a ton of money, too, for what it's worth.
Saved his career.
Yeah.
It just did. It saved – because he at least showed he could be relied upon.
Teams
are
willing
season.
The Raiders are willing
the
to
Raiders
give him a little
paid
bit.
Him. Yeah. Indy, I mean, New England paid him. So it all came off of that year, basically, what he did in that season.
Yeah, now Aguilar –
because he was terrible the next year.
Yeah, well, Aguilar is better and got more chances than Rager will. Aguilar was still, like, the number two receiver that year, number three. Rager has some more to go.
Yeah, but Ellie, going into that year, all the talk was cut him, get rid
yes,
of him.
Get rid of
he
him.
Sucks.
Yes.
Same thing people are saying about Rager now. And if he shows something, whether it's
that's what
or
I say, he may save his career.
He'll get another contract or two for
he's
sure.
He's young enough.
All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We ask people if we're making too much of practice. We talk about practice, not the game, Elliot. We talk about practice.
Incredibly important part.
75% say we are overreacting to the Eagles' struggles in camp.
Yeah, something tells me if Hurts was having an outstanding first 5 days,
we
I don't think there would be any overreacting. It would be he's ready, he's going to make the leap, this is why they add that talent. So it can't have it both ways.
All right, let's go to Black Gritty.
True.
From BlackGritty.com. Black Gritty, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Black Gritty.
What's up, BG?
Man, I'm just out here listening to Mike and thinking to myself, can we just trade 6 first round draft picks for Herbert and see if it makes him happy? Like, I know, I really don't know. Like, even after that, but well, we did give up 6 first rounds. I mean, the next decade is for us. Like, I mean, at some point, you got to ride with your team. Like, I'm starting to think this dude's a Cowboys fan. Anyway.
Oh, you're talking about Mad Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about Mad Mike. I got you now. Okay.
I'm like, at some point, we got, like, something about that. I got to hold off complaining until I see something to complain about, you know? And I woke up this morning, and I'm looking around the league, and I'm like, let's practice. I'm like, people dropping like flies, key players breaking feet, people missing the line, and I'm like, now see?
This is why the Eagles do what they do.
That's why they don't practice, right?
And then I got somebody like Rager who can have all the practice in the world. He's still going to be how he is if he's lazy running his routes and he ain't really hyping himself up and he don't stay on social media. What he needs to do is just cut off the internet and go to work.
Really?
And everything will work out for him. But yesterday I heard one day at a time. Y'all talking about great interview. All I heard was day by day. That's the only thing I remember. Day by day, a horrible a Homer Kobe Bryant take.
Ike was in on him after that. Ike left the interview. Like, all right, I'm back.
He's good. I'm back in.
Yeah, he's back in on Hurts now.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Oh, we lost BG.
Oh,
you know what? That was on me. I got excited to play, and now I'm awake, and I accidentally dropped him down and turned him off.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Donovan Chestbat.
That was on Jack, BG.
Donovan Chestbat.
Not me. But we do have a trade by the Phillies, I agree.
Breaking news.
Let's go to Jack Fritz.
Get excited. The Phillies have traded for a center fielder from the Los Angeles Angels. Brandon Marsh. Not Mike Trout. And apparently.
Not Mike Trout.
And apparently. Logan Ohapi is going to be in the deal for him, who was deemed as untouchable.
No, hold on a second. One thing I was saying today was don't trade Logan Ohapi.
Don't trade Logan Ohapi.
That was my top take going into
that. He's their top position prospect.
Oh man, how can we do that?
Yes.
Hold on, Jack.
Yeah, because Dombrowski knows.
According to Matt Gelb.
No, I know, but... Yes. All right, so Brandon Marsh is 24 years old.
Oh, well, that's all I need to know. I was just looking up his age.
He's a former second-round draft pick.
Yep.
He hasn't shown a great bat in the minors. You know, like, he's a major league player for sure. I guess Jackie's known more for his defense at this point than anything else.
He can play all three positions. He's a defensive player. Yes.
Can play all three outfield spots, including center field. But
he can't hit.
But he's not. Yeah, like he's. Well, he's also young too, right? Like so. This year he's hitting .226.
Yeah.
8 home runs and 292 at bats.
Yeah.
I mean, this really shows you what they think of Mickey Moniak as well.
Yeah.
I would say.
Unnecessary shot at Mick.
Well, I mean, you know, they do have a young center fielder that was the first overall pick in the draft. They traded their top position prospect. Well, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I think we found out why not Mick today when they traded Brandon Ohapi or whatever to
Logan, please.
Yeah, Logan Hoppy.
Please be with John and I in this time of need.
Yeah.
Left-handed hitter, throws right, 6'4", 215. I'm not like Marsh will be a nice addition. I don't know how you. Oh, and then he was blocked by JT being a catcher. I get all that. I would have rather held on to him to try to get a bigger piece, but there you go, Jack.
Yeah, that's wild.
So this isn't a big-time trade in your guys' mind? Like, it doesn't change?
I can't.
That's just one move. We got another move coming.
They're giving up a good prospect.
Yes,
and I like it.
I don't care about prospects.
Yeah.
I like it. I heard a caller call up, try to disrespect John Ritchie because he's a fantastic football expert. You know, try to talk down to him about not knowing the game of baseball. Here, let me just tell you how baseball works, John. No, it's a stinking prospect. Yeah, some of them work out. Most of them don't. How about that? I know that much about baseball. Yeah, it's a prospect. I don't know what he's going to turn out to be. Yeah, if he turns out to be a gold glove center fielder for whomever they just traded him to the Angels, then we could talk about it. But most of the times, I haven't seen the Phillies trade away anybody that we're all regretting that they traded him. And as much as everybody hates JT Realmuto right now, I don't understand why, but they do. Sixto Sanchez has done what?
He's been hurt for almost 2
years. Yeah, exactly. So, Spencer Howard has done what?
Oh, he stinks.
But these are all guys that I heard were untouchable at one point.
They're prospects for a reason.
Yeah, these are all guys that I've heard were untouchable, that you don't make a move for this baseball team. And that's what Andy McFailure was up to. That's what Matt Klentak were doing, holding on to worthless prospects instead of trying to improve the baseball team midway through. And I'll take Dombrowski's approach. Man, it's been 11 years since this team has made the playoffs.
We don't.
I'm tired of hearing every all offseason, this is going to be the year we make the playoffs. No, I'm tired of hearing that.
Any move they make that gets them closer to the playoffs this year, in my opinion, is a good
move. Yeah, yeah, I'm all for it.
It seems like you guys don't even think this guy is that good.
Well, I guess I'm just – I was expecting more of an impact player if they were going to trade their best position prospect, right? Like, I was fine with trading him. He's a catcher. He's blocked. JT's going to be here the next couple years, so right. It's not like he has a place to play. You can't move JT to DH or first base. He doesn't have the bat for it. So I'm okay with them trading him. I guess I'm just surprised because this has been rumored. Marsh has been rumored to the Phillies over the last couple days. I didn't think you would have to give up one of your top prospects to get this guy, but – apparently, that's what they've done. There you go. All right. OG Wade is on the line. Wants to talk about the Duke. Do you call him the Duke too, Elliot? Or
I think the Duke is a terrible nickname.
You don't like it?
Yeah, no. I do not like it at all.
I'm starting to rub off on me a little bit.
I feel like he's cooler than a nickname the Duke.
But I don't even associate Wade.
I don't even associate cool with Jalen. You do though, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think he's definitely cooler than the nickname the Duke. I think Jalen's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't think he's?
I think he's.
Well,
cool.
I just don't associate. Well, I mean, well, you guys.
Even
yeah,
different.
Yeah,
yeah
different.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. That's not the first thing
what
that
we think cool is, though.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not very cool.
I don't think he's corny, but I'm just saying. I some of this stuff is.
I mean, John Wayne. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's not him. That's more Wade.
Right.
Right. If Jalen called himself the Duke, then I would have an issue with him.
OG Wade. But then we would know why Wade loves him so much. Came on the Duke t-shirt.
All right, so OG Wade also, Elliot, had claims that Jalen Hurts is a better football player than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I've heard this, yeah.
All right, OG Wade, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, Wade?
What up, OG?
OG.
Wade, do you have a reaction to Logan Ohapi being traded by the Phillies or no?
Come on, man. Don't play with me, man. Come on, man. I don't drink no Schmitz, Marlicker beer, none of that stuff, man. Come on, man. You know, damn motorcycle helmet, handlebar, mustache. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Uh-oh. Hey, hold on a second. We have more Philly.
I told you.
Jack looks happy.
The Phillies are bringing back David Robertson from the Cubs.
Oh, come on.
Is he excited? Yeah, he's disgusting this year.
You can't bring him back based on the money he stole here unless he plays for free.
You're getting it back now.
Exactly.
You're getting the investment 3 years later.
Who makes that type of move but Dave Dombrowski?
Winners. That's what we do here. The Phillies are making winning moves at the deadline. Go get Carlos Rodon.
I thought you were going to say Shohei Ohtani's coming to phone up, Jack.
Deep breaths.
All right, so
would they trade for this guy, their second best prospect?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, this means Familia's gone. They're getting rid of Familia.
There you go. There you go.
Positive, Jack.
Familia and Odubel.
There you go. Good
day.
Moves. Oh, you think Odubel's gone?
Yeah.
Well, because Marsh is a lefty center field option. The only reason Odubel was here. So you have Vierling.
You have Vierling,
Marshy.
And you have Marsh.
Marshy.
Wow.
So you have
I tell you what, this team is hot right now.
See, Dombrowski's playing chess. You guys are just looking at this differently.
Exactly.
Well,
you guys are a bunch of quitters.
Yeah.
Dombrowski is making the team better for sure, and he didn't come here to worry about Logan Ohapi or any of these
right.
other prospects.
I don't have time for that.
He'll be gone by the time Logan even
right,
sniffs
exactly.
the field.
Right, like what he did in Boston. He totally decimated their farm system, won a championship, and they got rid of him.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he won,
we'll
he
take
won
that.
Right here.
Will we not take that?
Right here.
Yeah.
Take one playoff
now
win.
Now they traded Ben Brown for David Robertson.
No,
we're just getting rid of the whole
Brown.
Thing.
Who's that guy?
He's the other untouchable player that they
like. Sounds like these prospects ended up being, you know, not even close to untouchable, by
ben
the way.
Brown.
Traded him for utility defensive outfielders and some scrub reliever that already failed here.
Ben Brown.
Seems like the untouchable nickname certainly didn't live up to even close to that.
Ben Brown, Elliot, has number one stuff. He's a potential top of the rotation starter.
Sounds like it. They
right
traded
Jack?
Him for yeah.
Hold on, he's a 34th round draft pick. Elliot.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's
you guys are crying over these prospects or trading them for nobody.
Yeah, we're talking about all the untouchables are being touched right now.
At least Sixto Sanchez or whatever got traded for it.
Pause.
Yeah. I was wording it carefully, trying not to get on the drop board.
All right.
Jack has everybody.
Exactly,
there's a lot of rent-free real estate being in the
in all our heads, yes.
In the NovaCare, too,
So
listen, Robertson this year with the Cubs, 2.23 ERA. He's appeared in 36 games, 40.1 innings pitched, 40 and a third. Had a really good year.
He's nasty.
Oh, man, he's
51
back.
Strikeouts, and I can't wait to see what happens when he comes
here. We are back.
Yeah. Dude, go get Rodon, man.
Are they done, Jack?
I
don't think so.
I got a good feeling about Rodon.
Can't wait till they trade the other untouchable for like a bat off the bench or whatever.
Well, they are giving away their best assets to get Rodon for these players, so that's weird.
Well, who's the GM last week that spoke? What's his name again? Not Dombrowski. Sam Fold. Who has the title GM. Right.
Sam yes. Fold, yeah.
Yes. Well, he said we'd be excited today. Yeah. We'd have stuff to talk about.
There's one more move that would make everyone excited.
Well, can they even get this guy you want now if they're trading all their untouchable
Who,
guys?
Syndergaard?
No.
they're out on Rodon.
Rodon or whatever. Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
weird because they're out on Syndergaard. That's been reported. So there's not really many pitchers left.
So Rodon?
Like, it's Rodon. It's Tyler Mahle, who's apparently heating up with the Twins right now. So that could be happening. It's really just kind of.
So they're improving their bullpen for more bullpen games, Ike.
So are these aren't starters?
No.
These guys aren't starters?
Robertson's a bullpen guy.
Not Robertson. I'm talking about the two you
yeah,
just
named.
Yeah,
they are. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Evaldi is a guy that could be out there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, look at moves, man.
And
moves.
The Red Sox.
2 hours till deadline time.
Exactly. And the Red Sox traded their starting catcher, so they don't really – it doesn't really feel like that they think they're competing this year, the Red Sox.
I don't know who any of these guys are.
No.
I just know we're making moves, yeah. man.
That's right. Just make moves, baby.
It is exciting when you see that your team's traded.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. We got Jack in the booth. He's working today.
He's working.
Well, at least these guys are going to play for the team this year. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Those prospects.
Yeah, we don't have to look up their stats for the next 3 years in Reading.
Last time I saw Spencer Howard, he had the heavy legs.
Yeah, he does have heavy legs.
I bet against Spencer Howard the other night, and he had his best outing as a major leaguer. So.
There you go.
Once again, ruining my life.
And those strikes again. Yep. All right. That's all excitement right. for you.
OG, wait, if you want to hang on, we'll try to get to you on the other side. 215-592-9494.
Is that the hour already?
No, it's always fast.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
It's always
it was
fast.
Good time. I mean, you know, the Phillies waited to make a move till I was here to get the true baseball guy here to talk about the
That's
trades.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
They had to wait. They knew the hour with Elliot was when to make the moves.
Yeah. Oh, nobody knows more about Phillies prospects
exactly
than
Elliot. Right. Yeah.
Ben Brown had 105 strikeouts in 73 innings this year for the Jersey
That's
Shore.
The prospect
yeah,
guy again.
Yeah.
The Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very disappointing.
Yeah.
In the Sally League. Very disappointing. Not a guy I wanted to see traded. I'm not happy about this.
Well, I mean, with a name like Ben Brown, there's no way he's going to be good.
Never.
I was going to say, nothing screams great prospect like the Sally League at Jersey Shore named Ben Brown. Yeah, I'll take my chances. No offense, Ben.
Get out of here, Elliot.
All right.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Right,
coming
see you
up,
guys next week.
Brandon Graham, what's his excitement level for the season? How's he feeling? What does he think about these prospects being dealt? No, we're not going to talk to him about that. But everything with the Eagles, and then we'll break with any Phillies news if it happens. Breaking news booth is in full effect today with Jack Fritz. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second, because if you're balding or you're bald or you're thinning, whatever it is, one person to talk to, Dr. Glatt, because when you're talking about something like hair restoration or you're talking about trying to stop your hair from thinning or falling out, you want to go to the experts, right? Like experience and success matters, and that's what Dr. Glatt has. The most experience in Philadelphia when it comes to hair restoration and the most success that I can tell you personally because I went to Dr. Glatt with my hair issues. So if you're looking for that, you want to see before and after pictures, you want to get more information, drglatt.com, drglatt.com. You can see my before and after pictures. Also, you can call his office. Speak to his hair team. It's 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. Or drglatt.com. Also, guys, I know that we don't necessarily like to talk about this, but if you're suffering from ED and you've tried a lot of things and maybe you want to try something different, there's a new procedure and there's new technology out there that can help men suffering from ED. So if you're tired of the little blue pill, this works and get you back. Even if you're just looking for a little, right? Like getting in your 40s or your 50s and you feel like you use a little jolt, I'm telling you, this will work for you. Dr. Glatt and his team can help you out with that as well. 610-980-4000 or once again, drglatt.com, drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.